And I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After winning two previous trials, a Finnish lawmaker is once again being charged with hate speech because she posted Bible verses on social media. This time, a state prosecutor wants Finland's Supreme Court to examine the case. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The Supreme Court would have the final say whether the Bible or at least the portions of it are hate speech. The ramifications of that could cause either parts of the Bible or all of the Bible to be banned. We've seen that as a strategy in countries that we work in. Increasingly, we see that Christians are being pressured to make their faith private. The Bible would speak out against many of the philosophies of this day and age. Pray that the Lord would intervene in this case and that his word would preserve.
Lebanon exchanged more rocket fire last week with no end in sight for the regional conflict. Meanwhile, Heart for Lebanon gives 1,200 young students hope for their future. Co-founder Camille Melke.
Those are underprivileged kids, children at risk that are getting proper education, but are also learning in a safe and loving environment.
The educational programs of Heart for Lebanon care for children who lack opportunities of many kinds.
They're not only getting the academics, but they're also being exposed to the gospel for the first time.
The ministry also runs a mobile outreach, visiting communities with fun activities and biblical messages for children.
Heart for Lebanon's goal is to raise the next generation to be followers of Jesus Christ after God's own heart.
Learn how you can partner with the Ministry of Heart for Lebanon in the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.